This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Welcome, everyone, to the Kol Agra de Pirka here at Kew Garden Hills, New York. The second to last year before Rosh Hashanah. I think I'm on next week on Monday. Bezos Hashem. So we're going to speak a little bit about Malchios and an added dimension of the din of Rosh Hashanah, perhaps that we're not so aware of. In the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, we say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Me'eloich HaKol Olam Kuloi v'Chvoidecha, V'Nosei HaKol Aretz V'Karecha. Yeah, we say, Ribbono Shel'Olam, rule over the whole world in your honor. Elevate yourself over the whole land in your glory. V'Hoifa b'Hadar Go'inu Zecha, reveal yourself in the glory and the majesty of your might. Al kol yoshvei sevel artzecha. So we're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam that his malchus, his dominion, his sovereignty should become manifest over the whole world. V'yeda kol po'ok yatofi altoi. Right? Everything created should know that you made it. V'yavin kol yatzur kiato yitzartoi. V'yomer kol Hashem neshama v'yapoi. Hashem elokei Yisrael melech malchusai b'kol mashallah. Yeah, it's just, might as well practice while we're at it, you know? So, we ask Ribbono Shel Olam that we that his sovereignty be recognized. It's okay, it's okay. This you could do, you know? I'll let you know what you shouldn't do, okay? But this you could do. Machusoy b'kol mashallah. We ask Ribbono Shel Olam that his sovereignty should be recognized in the whole world. We ask Hashem that his malchus become apparent, which is somewhat of a strange request. Why are we asking on Rosh Hashanah that God's Malchus be recognized over the whole world? What does Rosh Hashanah have to do with God's sovereignty being recognized over the whole world? Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. God is the King, and He judges us. When the whole world will recognize His Malchus does not seem to be connected to Rosh Hashanah. The day will come when the world will recognize God's Malchus. Bayom Hahu. Right? On that day, Hashem will the world will recognize his malchus. Will that day be Rosh Hashanah? Do we have a tradition Mashiach is coming on Rosh Hashanah? No. If anything, we have traditions Mashiach will come a different day of the year. So why specifically ask on Rosh Hashanah that God's malchus should be recognized over the world? We should say, I personally, Klal Yisrael, our makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech, but why this tefillah that Hashem's malchus should be manifest to the whole world? So very often this time of the year, we come back to a sefer that the Ramchal wrote, a very small sefer, a compendium, a perush on the tefillahs of the Yamim Noraim that was written by Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato called Mamar HaChachma, the essay of wisdom. The Ramchal wrote a perush on the Yamim Tovim, the Yamim Noraim davening. Actually, Rav David Kohen, the Rashiv of Lakewood, wrote a sefer on this perush Mamar HaChachma. And the Ramchal writes that as follows, if you look in your sheet at number 2, V'ulam b'yom Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Ha'adoin Baruch Hu, Oymed k'v'yachal b'b'chinas melech aloy lamay. The Master, blessed as He, stands, so to speak, on the level of King over the world, meaning on Rosh Hashanah, God is manifest as King. V'yal kein, hinei ha'sharuya. Therefore, it's an appropriate time. L'spala l'fanav sheyigala malchusay legamri. Since anyway, God is the Melech; He's the acting King on Rosh Hashanah. So while we're at it, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, as you're acting as King, well, we hope one day the whole world will recognize it. So even though it's not directly connected to Rosh Hashanah, but it's the day that God acts as King. So we say, one day we hope the whole world recognizes this. V'yisuka in ha'olam al yedezeh, and the world will be rectified and corrected through this. V'yal ikar zeh, and based on this principle, nivne kol hanusach hanoisef hazeh. This whole additional added tefillah of that was added because since God is acting as King, we say, Ribbono Shel Olam, please allow the whole world to recognize this. But still, it's very difficult. It's like, you know, once we're at it, we're going to add words. You know, if there's one day where we'd rather not use the principle of once we're at it, let's add to the tefillah, you know, it would seem that the machzor is, you know, pretty big. It's big enough. You know, once you're at it, that's the only reason why we're being mispalel, that Hashem's malchus be recognized in the whole world. And in fact, the Ramchal himself writes, when in fact will the world be recognized that Hashem is melech? So Ramchal writes, if we look at number 3, v'zehu, v'chein sadikim, yiru v'yismachu, v'yisharim, when will this be? Behavir Amalek min ha'olam. When Amalek is removed from the world, that will be kisavir mem shalazadayin min. How do all the Sfaradim know this? You know? Okay. So, what? I don't know. This is probably Nusach Ashkenaz. I can't answer for other Nusach. Fine. But in any event, the Ramchal himself says this will only take place when Amalek is destroyed. So this ain't happening anyway on Rosh Hashanah. So why then are we davening that Ribbono Shel Olam's Malchus be manifest if it's not something that's connected to Rosh Hashanah or will transpire on Rosh Hashanah? Another interesting thing, there's a famous Torah. The Torah in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. We all know that the halachas of Slichos are in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. The way to remember that is very simple. Tav, it's a tough time of the year, and in order to stay off, you need to drink coffee. Kaffa. So, some people think, you know, you remember it, you're Bucky, you know, you have to make mnemonics. Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. By the way, anybody know what Siman Hilchos Shofar is in? Tav Kuf Pei Vav, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Gematria, Shofar. Hilchos Shofar is in Tav Kuf Pei Vav. And anybody know what Siman Hilchos Dagim are in? It's very well known. Siman Pei Gimel, Rosh Hashanah, is gefilte fish. Right? So I heard that from Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, the Rav Rashi in Eretz Yisrael. That's what he said. So when you learn, you have to make mnemonics. Anyway, so he's a Sephardic, man. He used gefilte fish to help him remember. See, gefilte fish helps everybody. That's the bottom line. So the Torah writes, we know the minog on Rosh Hashanah, based on the Medrash, is on Rosh Hashanah, we don our finest. We wear our best clothing, we're lavush, levanim, and we're mesatif levanim, and we take a haircut, and we cut our nails beforehand. And the Torah says, v'shoysin usmeichem. We drink, and we rejoice. And the question is, min hagoy shaloylam, if a person got a letter in the mail, that chas v'shalom, they're going to be taken to a court case, and it wasn't a minor case, it was a capital case, and their life was on the line, they probably would not have the emotional wherewithal to don themselves in their best clothing and to groom themselves properly and to wear their finest. Who could have the focus? Who would even think? Who would even want to dress up and groom themselves and take care of themselves and present themselves in a way that showed that they were confident and happy when really they realized that their whole life is in jeopardy? But yes, says the Torah in Rosh Hashanah, we are mesatef belavanim, umegalchem zekanam, mechadchen siparneim, va'oichlin, we eat on Rosh Hashanah, v'shoysin, usmeichin, lefi sheyoidin, because we know, shehakadosh baruch hu yaseh lohem neis, that God will perform a miracle for us. Lefikach, noigin lesaper, ulechabes, we do laundry, we clean ourselves on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then the Torah says we give out shalach manas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Fine, that's a discussion for another time. But here, the Torah says incredibly, we're confident, we're batuach, shakadosh baruch hu yaseh lohem neis. So besides the question that, in general, you're not relying on a miracle, this seems to be antithetical to the entire fundamental idea of what Rosh Hashanah is about. Doesn't the Gemara say one of the things that is mechusa from an Adam is oimek hadin, the depth of judgment? We know that the way the system of judgment works is that Hashem looks at each person individually and He weighs their mitzvahs and their averos. You know, who could say confidently that they have more mitzvahs than averos? We say in slichos that the number of averos that we do are more numerous than the hairs on our head. Who could say that we are meritorious in the eyes of Hashem? Even the heavenly angels are frightened. Even the angels melt in awe of Hashem's judgment. We say, right, there's a concept that Mahalach Mechafezon, Chilur Adoy Yechezon, we know that they're beinanim, beinanim tliyim va'imdim, but chas v'sham, somebody has more averos than mitzvos, then nechtavim, nechtamim la'alter l'misa. Somebody, on the other hand, who has more mitzvos than averos, gets chayim, beinanim tliyim va'imdim. How could we say, how could the Torah write, that we're happy, we're sameach on Rosh Hashanah, because we're confident that Hashem will make a miracle? I mean, that's almost apikarsos. Imagine a guy came into shul, everybody's crying by Nesana Toikif, and the guy, you know, he's reading a comic book. He said, well, what's wrong with you, pal? He said, well, what do you mean? What are you getting all worked up about? I read the Torah. The Torah said, I'm confident that Hashem's going to make a miracle for me. Do you didn't learn the Torah? What are you getting all worked up about? What do you, everybody, you put the talus iberin cup and swaying back and forth. What are you doing? I mean, you don't know the Torah? You don't believe in the Torah? The Torah says, we're confident. You know, I don't even have to come. Call it a day. You know, we'll come, we'll sell some aliyahs and go home. So what's the Torah talking about? The whole Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah, Nesana Toikef, Emas Hadin. We don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanav. What is the Torah talking about? Very interesting Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, going on to Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So what we'd like to do today is not only explain an added dimension of Rosh Hashanah, but explain the whole progression of the Yom Naram, Rosh Hashanah, Seres Yimei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and what the transition is from one Yom Tov to the next, and what ultimately we're trying to achieve through the process of Yom Tov. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin V'Tema Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvila Zoy Soy Meres Shiyare Mitzvah Ma'akvenes HaPeronos. From here we see the remnant of the mitzvah is Ma'akev Peronos. Why? Share Tnufa, waving the carbon, Shiyare Mitzvahi, is the remnant of the mitzvah. And even so, V'Oitzeres Ruchais, it prevents bad winds, Utzlayim Ra'im, and bad dew. V'Amar Rava V'Chein Belulav. The Yikr mitzvah of lulav is the netilas lulav. Once you took the lulav, you yotze the mitzvah. But nevertheless, shaking the lulav back and forth, right in front of you, to the right, back, to the left, up and down, it prevents the bad winds, it prevents the bad dews. What do you mean? I already did the mitzvah. No, shiyare mitzvah. The remnant, the tenufa, the nanuim, are ma'akev esaparanias. Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov mamtilei. He waved that lula back and forth, back and forth. Amar, he said, Dain gira be'enei desidna. This lulav is an arrow in the eye of the Satan. Yeah? So Rabbi Yaakov took that lulav. Now, I know people, they have really sharp lulavs. And they give you a thing, you know, you jump, you know, like, you know, so that you could manage, you could go to shul. First, the guy slams you with his talus, you know. You ever get, you know, Malchus? I think one whip in the right place is like, oh, Lamites Malchus. And then when he the straps of the tefillin, and then I would move out at that point, change your seat, you know. Because the lulav could be really dangerous. Especially the dairy lulav, it's come out up to the ceiling already. If he gets it any...
There's a Gemara in Menachah said there's no maximum shear for a lulav and tzitzis. That's because that and little red and the big.
I'm not saying there's a maximum shear.
To the little boy says, "What are they?" So he says, "The tzitzis are the bigger the tzitzis are there to hit you with, and the lulav is there to be out."
That's what your parents read to you as a kid. Okay, so anyway, the Gemara says, "V'lav milsahi, don't do that." When you shake the lulav, don't stick it to the satan. Don't say arrows in the eyes of the satan. Mishum da'asya goriva. You're going to incite him. You're going to chepa him. You don't want to chepa the satan. Let sleeping dogs lie. So very interesting. There's a sefer Jerushim v'lukchei Musar from a Talmud of Hagoyen Reb Mordechai Benet. I believe it was published by Masora Publications. It was published by Art Scroll, a Hebrew sefer, published by Art Scroll, Talmud of Mordechai Benet. And he asks, of all the mitzvahs, why did he dafka instigate and chepa and be misgare with the lulav? You know, why didn't he say, you blew the shofar, arrow in the eye of the satan. Put on talus and tefillin, arrow in the eye of the satan. Why did he bedafka use the lulav to stick it to the satan? Yeah, okay. There's a Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah. We all know that we do the Nanuim three times in the davening. First we do it by Then we do it by Ana Hashem Hashiyana, and then again, Haydu Hashem Ki Tov Kelam Chasdei. Anyone have a siddur with Tehillim? Tehillim is good. Tehillim is good. So what's interesting is, Perek Kuf Yud Zayin of Tehillim goes like, how does Perek Kuf Yud Zayin go? Hallelujah, Hashem, Kol Goyim. Yeah? You know that song? It's before your time, you know? Hallelujah, Hashem, Kol Goyim, Shabbachuhu Kol Umim, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasdei Kuf Yud Zayin. How does Perek Kuf Yud Ches go? Hoydu Hashem Ki Tov Kelam Ches. That's the beginning of Kuf Yud Ches. Then comes Pasuk Chaf Hey, Ana Hashem Hoshiyana. Comes Pasuk Chaf Tes, Hoydu Hashem Ki Tov Kelam Ches. You hear this? You should take a look in the Tehillim because many are not familiar. Kuf Yud Zayin is Halos Hashem Kogoyim. Kuf Yud Ches begins Hoydu Hashem. So Frek Toysus, I understand why you shake by Hoydu Hashem Ki Tov Kelam Ches. That's the beginning of the parak. I understand why you shake again by Hoydu Hashem Ki Tov. That's the end of the parak. But why in the world do you shake Ana Hashem Hoshiyana? That's the Mindrin. It's the middle of the parak. Why are you shaking then? So Toysus says, Toysus says Azoy. Toysus in Sukkah Lamed Zayin Aveis. V'taima de Beis Hillel. Af al pishein Ana Hashem Hoshiyana tchilas haperek v'loy soif haperek menanaim. Based on the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, take a look at number 8. Yiram hayamim loyai, the sea will stir in all of its fullness. Ya'aloitz hasada, the field will exult. V'chal asher boi. Az yiraninu atzei hayar, then all the trees of the forest will sing, shake, 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 shake. It's a remez to the nanuim. Wa'en m'lifnei Hashem ki valish v'des ha'aretz, because God has come to judge the world. Somehow, it's saying the Na'anuim is in response to Yom Adin. When is it? Oz Yiraninu Atzei Hayar. When do we shake the trees of the forest? Milafnei Hashem Kivalish Veres Haaretz. And when do we shake? Number one, Hoydu Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chasdei. Number two, V'imru Hoshiyenu. When we say Hoshiyenu, when we say Ana Hashem Hoshiyana, says Toisvus, the Shita of Beis Hillel, is Merumas in the Psukim and Divrei Hayomim. Because it says, "Oz Yiraninu Atzei Hayar, Milifnei Hashem Kivalish Beres Haaretz." Right after that, it says, "Hoydu Hashem Kitoiv Kilam Chasdei." It says, "V'imru Hoshiyenu," meaning Yiraninu. When do we shake the lulav? By Hoydu and by Ona Hashem Hashiyana. Frak the Talmud of Mordechai Benet. There's a hefsek though, because if the remez to Nanuim is "Oz Yiraninu Atzei Hayar," then the trees of the forest will shake when? By Hoydu Hashem and by Ono Hashem. Then why does David HaMelech interject with Milufnei Hashem Kiva Lishbad Asaretz? What does it have to do with the Yom Adin? It's Oz Yiraninu by Hoydu Hashem and by V'imru Hoshiyenu. Well, we come to a Netziv. The Netziv, in his commentary on Chumash Harchev Davar, the Netziv was the Rashiva in Volozhin. He was the son-in-law of Rav Yitzchak of Volozhin. And Volozhin had a different derech than all the other yeshivas. In all the other yeshivas, there are different kinds of Magidei Shir. Some Magidei Shir, they give Shir on Sugyas. So in other words, you're learning Subis? Okay, we'll start with Shaktu. Then we'll go to Echves, we'll go to Mafis Mursa, we'll go to Psik Reishalei Nichale, we'll go to Svek Sveika, we'll jump around to where the real points of Lamdas are. What about the Agadata on Hei Omid Beis, that why are the fingers pointed? What about it? You know, you learn it on your own or something. You know, do it Bein Azmanim, do it by recess. But the job of the Rebbe is to find the points of Lamdas and to dig in over there. Other yeshivas, the Rebbe reads everything. In the mirror, the Rebbe reads everything. Rabbi Asher Arieli, Shlita, from beginning to end. But you focus on certain things, you know. The Agadata you'll read quicker. The more lamdusha things you'll stick your teeth into. And then there was Volozhin. In Volozhin, everything was a sugya. Every word, every line, every daf, every amud, everything was the same. But the Netziv took it to the next level. The Netziv wrote Perushim on Sifra, Sifri, Mechilta, Mamish Kala Tarakula, even to the point where he gave Shir and Chumash every morning in the yeshiva. What yeshiva do you know today where they give Chumash Shir every day, right? That was the Netziv. And the Harchev Dover is from the The Hachiv Dover is from the Shiurim that the Netziv gave on Chumash daily. Anyway, Rabbi Yisai, the Netziv reveals to us that really there are two judgments that are taking place on Rosh Hashanah, and the Shofar has two dimensions to it. And the Netziv teaches us that every year on Rosh Hashanah, it's war! There's a war taking place! So what are you talking about? What's the war that's going on? So first the Netziv says, on the second line, Parshas Emor, Echad, he says, Yesh l'das, detrei dine nidainim Rosh Hashanah. There are two judgments on Rosh Hashanah. Echad, number one, kal echad ve'echad, bifnei atzmai, every individual on his own, al chayim, for his life, uparnasa, and for his livelihood, kedachsiv, ki chayk li'Yisrael hu. V'chayk hu mizayni, chayk is food. V'chasher yivu'ar oid, b'mikra, like we're going to see in the Pesukim. And the truth is, not only are Jews judged on Rosh Hashanah, Gentiles are also judged on Rosh Hashanah, and Hashem looks at every person individually, and He looks at their ma'isim and their mitzvahs and averos, and weighs them and determines a person's health, livelihood, nachas, and so on and so forth. Every detail of one's personal life is decided on Rosh Hashanah. But then the Netziv opens up the heavens for us, and he says something incredible. Beis, on the fourth line in number 10. Debiyamim elu yesh melchemes sarei umais ha'olam im klal Yisrael. The angels of the world begin to fight with the Jewish people. Like I will explain, like I explained in Parshas Achrimos. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'lishkoin kavod b'Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to dwell His Shechina in Klal Yisrael. U'mamlichim oisai. And we proclaim God as the King. And by doing so, u'vazeh anu menatzchim. And by us doing so, we are victorious over the Koyach Adin on the Klal. And the Shofar also has two dinim. Number one is, it's a wake-up call. Wake up! Wake up from the morose of life. Wake up from the narcotic of complacency. Shake yourself off and get with the program. Life is serious. Every tefillah is serious. Every interaction is serious. It's a wake-up call. Uru yishenu mishinaschem. That's the Shofar on the personal level. And then on the national level, the Shofar is like the clarion call to battle, where since Rosh Hashanah is a day of war, we're at war with the nations of the world, we're at war with the angels of the world, who God is coming to dwell His Shechina on us, and they're trying to instigate, and we're at war with them. And the way we fight the war is we proclaim God King of the world. Good stuff, right? What does this mean? What in the world does this mean? What is this referring to, that there's a war on Rosh Hashanah? How exactly are we fighting the war? We're all aware of the first aspect of Rosh Hashanah, that there's an individual din, God scrutinizes our behavior and our record and our repertoire and decides what the fate of the upcoming year is. But what exactly does the Netziv mean? Look at number 11. And the Yerach Lamayadim, the Chidushim of Rabbi Rucham Olshin, the Rashiva of Lakewood, which was the Mechaber, the Sefer, is my good friend, Rav Moshe Gruen, one of the great Mechabrim today. And the question is, what exactly does the Netziv refer to that there's this war against the ministering angels of the war, of the world, and Hashem is coming to be Shoichin Hashchina among us? What is this referring to? What does the Netziv mean? I think we're all familiar, in some way, that there's a Medrash in Tehillim, Medrash in Vayikra, and the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ni'imois b'mincha netzach. You know, in Hoshana Rabbah, we say like this, three words in between one set of Hoshanas and the next, Ni'imois b'mincha netzach, right? So the Medrash says, it's a mashal, to two people who enter to a dayan. And we don't know who is going to be victorious, who will prevail. The one who waves the flag, he won the case. Kach Yisrael v'umayis ha'olam. Likewise, the Jewish people and the nations of the world, boyin u'mekachukin l'tegas rosh Hashanah, come and instigate and prosecute before God Rosh Hashanah. And we don't know who wins. But when Klal Yisrael exits on Rosh Hashanah with their lulav in their hand and the esrog in their hand, we know that we won. That's what it means. L'kachtam lachem b'yoyim arishayin. Take that lulav to demonstrate we won. And the question is, what in the world is this talking about? What did we win? There's a competition over here. who won between the nations of the world and the Jewish people, what there's like a, besides everybody being judged on their own personal health and welfare and parnasa, there's like a gold medal competition between the Jewish people and the nations of the world, what, there's like a bobsledding race on Rosh Hashanah, that besides our individual judgment, we're racing the Umay Yisrael, who's going to win? And then we lift up the Lulav and Esrog, we won, what did we win? There's no competition. Every man stands by themselves. What's the new year going to look like? How much money are you going to make? What's every detail of the year? There's no competition. No one's competing against anybody. And yet from the Medrash, and the Netziv is clearly saying, there's some kind of war taking place between the nations and the world of Klal Yisrael. Who's going to win something? Which it's unclear what it is. And that's a major aspect of the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. And then on Sukkot, we raise our hands in, you know, victory formation. We won! Like we're holding up the Lombardi Trophy, the Stanley Cup, Lahavdil Alef Havdalos. I don't know what those things are. Somebody once told me about them. And, right? And what exactly is the competition over here? What does the Netziv mean? He told me about it. No. What's the competition? What? And there's no silver medal. There's no bronze. It's either gold or bust. The lulav and the esrog. What's going on over here? So we have to learn about a very fundamental idea in world history. And this is an idea that Hagoyen Rav Shlomo Kluger brings to the forefront in understanding what takes place on Rosh Hashanah. And it's a very, very basic concept. The Pasuk says in Parshas Hazinu, we're coming up soon. Behanchel el yoin goyim behafridai b'nei adam yatzev gevula isamim lemisfar b'nei Yisrael. Behanchel el yoin goyim. When the Supreme One bequeathed nations, behafridai b'nei adam, when He separated mankind, yatzev gevula isamim, He set the boundaries of peoples, lemisfar b'nei Yisrael, according to the number of the Jewish people. Ki chelek Hashem, for the portion of God, the lottery of God, Amoy, are His people. Yaakov, Jacob, Chevel Nachalasai, the chain, the rope of His inheritance. Says Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, says Targum Yonis ben Uziel, Adavar Oyoim Venoira, in the explanation of this pasuk. At a certain point in world history, in the times of Migdal Bavel, God looked down on the world and He said, you know what? I don't like this concept of mankind. What is this business of mankind? We need to make individual nations. We need to break up the nations of the world. We're going to create 70 nations. So the angel said, 70 nations, where do you get the number 70? So Hashem says, well, there are going to be 70 Jews who go down to Egypt. We're going to make 70 nations. I'm going to separate mankind. I'm going to establish the boundaries of people. How many? Lemispar b'nei Yisrael. Based on the number of the Jewish people, which is 70. So God gathered together all the ministering angels, and God said, okay, now we're going to make, it's called rotisserie nations, okay? Everybody's going to get a draft pick. We're going to have draft picks now, okay? We're going to, you Malach, you're going to pick someone, this Malach's going to get someone, I'm going to take a big hat, so the Rebbe Shalom, Kaviyachal, cast a lottery. That's what the Medrash says. Targum Yonis ben Uziel, Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. He put 70 names in the big lottery, and he shook it up, and he went to the angel, and the angel picked out, North Korea, okay, Gevaldik. And then the next ration said, okay, Russia. And then the next ration said, Chves, you know, Madagascar. Fine. And then the Ribbono Shel Olam went. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, wow, Yaakov, Klal Yisrael, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. When the Ribbono Shel Olam divided the nations of the world based on the Targum Yonis ben Uziel, says, Minyan, Shivun, Nafshasa, Diyisod, Denachasal, Mitzrayim, the 70 souls that came down to Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam then look in Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer on the fifth line, Minayin Shehipil Goyrolois, Shenemra Bahanchel Elyon Goyim, Venafal Goyrolois, Shalakalish Baruchu, Al Avraham Vizaroi, Shenemar Kichele Kashem Amoy. God, with the number one draft pick, has selected Klal Yisrael. It fell on his goal. Ladder, he picked it out, meaning...
He picked it up, which means, well, are we chosen people?
What?
We know that we are the chosen people, that Hashem chose us.
Right.
And he didn't get it in the lottery.
No, but he chose the tzetel, but he didn't know what was on the tzetel.
That's exactly
what I'm saying. Even though, what does that mean, right?
By luck.
That's what it seems.
How to understand.
That's what it seems, right? Now we're just reading the words. So Hashem says, now the question is, you know, you ever see, sometimes somebody is selected, you ever see, and he's like frowning, he's sad, you know, he wanted to be on a different team, you know, he sort of forces, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, my God, chevel v'goyrol zeh shenof alai rotzitza nafshi, this is the portion I wanted it, shenemar chavolim nafluli banimim, my share is a pleasant share. And then the Targum Yonasan ben Uzziel adds, Michael opened up his mouth and he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, good picking, good job. Gavriel opened his mouth and said, Gevalde Geshir, you got a good draft pick, Ribbono Shel Olam. And then the Umay Sa'olam, the Sari Umay Sa'olam, God came along, he mixed up the languages of the 70 nations of the world, everyone got their nation, and Klal Yisrael became the Chevel and the portion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, comes Rav Shlomo Kluger and he says something incredible. He says, you know, the truth is, on Rosh Hashanah, like the Netziv says, there are two things that are taking place. Number one, God judges every individual. And the truth is, nobody knows what the outcome of the din is going to be. Rav Shlomo Hyman writes, we know that Rosh Hashanah is called Bakesa Liyom Chagenu. It's a day which is hidden. What's hidden about Rosh Hashanah? Literally, it's a day that the moon is hidden. We don't see the moon, right? It's still Rosh Chodesh. But Rosh Hashanah Hyman would say, you know what's hidden? Every Rosh Hashanah, Ribbono Shel Olam throws every yid a box. And what's inside that box is dynamite. But we don't know what's inside the box. We don't know if it's good dynamite or bad dynamite. We don't know exactly what the outcome of the year is going to be. There's a major gift being given to somebody, but we don't know if it's a good gift or chas v'shalom the opposite. It's bakesa, it's hidden. Nobody knows what the new year brings until we experience it. So therefore, that's the first aspect of the din of Rosh Hashanah, the personal judgment on every individual. But then says of Shlomo Hyman, and regarding the first din, regarding a person's personal din, there can be no confidence, there can be no assurance. Nobody could say, oh, I know I'm going to have a good year because I'm just a really swell guy. My davening, I come an hour before davening and I daven every single word with perfect kavana. My mind never wanders. Every bracha that I say is with perfect kavana. I always speak nicely, gently, and calmly to everyone, respecting everyone. I'm just a tzaddik yisoid olam. There is nobody in this world who could be confident of what their individual judgment will be on Rosh Hashanah. No, but me yoimer zachisi, ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher ya'aseh tov. Regarding the first din, there is no confidence, there is no assurance, and the truth is, on Rosh Hashanah, we need to shake and sit there and be frightened from emas hadin, without exception. So what does the Torah mean that we dress in our finest on Rosh Hashanah and we're confident Hashem's going to make a miracle? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, there's another din on Rosh Hashanah. And the other din is that malach, the malach of North Korea, tells Ribbono Shel Olam, okay, I picked that guy, that chalaria last year. Nachamol, I have to get him as my chalak. Russia comes and says, how many times am I getting Russia? All the Sarei Umay Sa'olam said, why don't you give us a shot at Klal Yisrael? You know, in the NBA, the draft picks switch every year, Ribbono Shel Olam. So why not in the nations of the world? Let's switch it up. Switch it up. Let's make life interesting. And says Rav Shlomo Kluger, every single year, the ministering angels of the world come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, do it over. Why are you taking Klal Yisrael again? Just because you got them the first time, let's try again. And every year, there's a din. God actually recalibrates and reconvenes a court to decide whether Klal Yisrael will continue to be His, whether we will be His people, whether we're going to continue to be the Chelek and the Am Hashem. That is a din, that is a judgment that takes place every single year. But the good news is, regarding that din, even though God convenes, and there is a judgment, whether God will take us again as His people. Regarding that din, we know God's going to make a miracle for us. And we're confident that he is, again, Nachamol, going to decide and paskin that in fact of all the Umay Sa'ilam, we are Amoy Vitzayin Marisai. Says of Shlomo Kluger, so then why do we wear our finest on Rosh Hashanah? If my personal life is on the line, so why is the confidence that I have that the Rebbe Hashem is going to take us collectively, why does that give me confidence to dress in my best and to take a haircut? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, Haga ba'atzmecha, if a person, Chas v'Shalom, will experience a benefit, an agmas nefesh, so then they're mixed emotions. But if a person is going to experience the greatest hatava imaginable, but along with it will come some agmas nefesh. He's going to become a millionaire, but now that he's become a millionaire, he's going to have to go to the bank a little bit more often. Oy, nebuch from such things, right? It comes with agmas nefesh. You're going to have to park. You might get an extra parking ticket. Moichel all the agmas nefesh. It's kedai to get the great hatava. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, despite the fact that our personal circumstance is in jeopardy and no one could be confident and we're actually very scared about that, and we have to do our best to put ourselves in the best situation to have a good din, nevertheless, the great bracha, the great success, the great happiness, that we are confident that Hashem is going to select us to be His, is such a great simcha that overrides any slight agmas nefesh, the fact that we might not be around after the upcoming Rosh Hashanah. That's, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the meaning of the Torah. We are batuach, we are sameach in the collective national din, although the personal din is still up in the air. Says Rav Shlomo, this is what we are sameach about on Rosh Hashanah. So if you take a look at number 17, and back to the Sefer, Jerushim, Velikchei Musar, the Talmud of the Rav Mordechai Benet, when we take those dalet minim, and we raise them and we say, we won, we won. We're not saying we won. Yeah? After. We're not saying we won, that we're going to have a good year, we're going to have a happy year, we're going to have a successful year, we're going to have parnasa. Nobody knows. It's mechusa. It's makesel yam chageinu. When we raise our lulav and esrog and say we won, what that means is, God revisited the great court case of who will be His am, who will be His chelek, who will be His people, who will be His lottery, and we are confident, we raise that lulav and esrog, we in fact won the court case, we are His, we declare with confidence, there's no shaila. It's not because, it's not rigged by the way, and it's not that there's no case, there is a case, and it's on the line, and it's questionable with a certain outcome. And this is the meaning of the shaking of the lulav and the esrog. When we say we beat the Umay Sa'ilam, what did we beat them in? That we are again eligible for the greatest bracha in the world to be considered the Am Hashem. Now, by the way, going back to Taisus and Sukkah, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, number 7, Taisus is saying that where do we learn out the Nanuim from? We learn it out from the Psukim and Divrei Hayomim. Oz Yiranenu Atzei HaYar. When do we shake the Nanuim? When will the trees of the forest shake? When? Milefnei Hashem Kibo Lishbores Haaretz. When God comes to judge the world. What's the judgment? Who will be the Am Hashem? Who will be the Chelek Hashem? Then we pick up the Lulav and Esrog and we declare, Hoidu Lashem Ki Tov Kilam Chazdoi, that we in fact, we won that din, we won that court case, and we shake again, Ono Hashem Hoshiyana, when we ask Hashem, save us from that verdict that we're afraid of, but we're still confident that the Ribbono Shel Olam will pull us through such a circumstance. By the way, the Netziv himself writes, in number 18, in the Hamikdavar, in Achrei Mois, that Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Melchama Li Yisrael. And he says, "V'zeboror she'ein melchamton shel sorei umay sa'olam im kol yachid mi Yisrael." None of the ministering angels have any beef, have any challenge, have any instigation against any individual. What does the officer upstairs of Paras have to do with an individual yid? But rather the melchama of the ministering angels of the world are against the Jewish people as a whole. They are vying to have an opportunity to be called the Chelek Hashem and the Am Hashem. Perhaps this is why, you ever wonder on Yom Kippur, one of the popular tefillos. You know, apparently this is a tefillah that resonates with a lot of people. We say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu slach lanu mechalanu kaper lanu ki anu amecha v'yachdu v'Elokeinu anu. Very good, very good. Okay. So we say, Anu Amecha, Anu Amecha, we are your people, and you are our God. We are your children, Va'ata Avinu. Ana Kehalecha, Viata Chelkeinu. Ana Amecha, Viata Malkeinu. Anu Mamirech, Va'ata Mamirech. Beautiful tefillah. Mashmita Yitzal Har Sinai. It's got nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we just asked Hashem, Slach Lan, Mechal Lan, Kabbalah. Why are we making all these declarations that we are the share, the portion? Anu Goy Raleinu. What's it got to do with anything? It has nothing to do with the price of tea in China. We're saying to Hashem, we steal, we rob, we do every avir in the book. By the way, we're yours. Okay, that's very nice. But what does that have to do with Yom Kippur? The answer is there's another stream of din that's transpiring on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. One about which we're not so confident about, but another one we could all get up at Sibur and declare, Anu Karmecha V'yato Noitreinu, Anu Nachlasecha V'yato Goyroleinu. That we're confident about. That's another aspect of the din, and that's an aspect of the din that we feel comfortable about. Marv Rabbeisai, let's explain this further. Let's explain. The Ramban writes, what does this mean exactly? That when we say, Ki chelek Hashem amoy, Yaakov chevel nachalasoy. What does that mean, we are the chelek of Hashem? What do we take out of that? What does that mean to us? How do we understand that? We're God's lottery, we're His portion. What in fact does that mean? The Ramban in Parshas Achrimos explains a very fundamental Ramban. If you look at number 23, that the way on the left-hand side, the second line, the Ramban writes, V'ho'inyin ki Hashem ha-nichbad bara ha-koil. The Honorable God created everything, V'sam koyach ha-tachtoinim ve'al-yoinim. And He placed the power of what exists down here in this world through the upper spheres. V'nosan al kol am va'am ba'artsoisam l'goyehem koichav umazal yodua. Every nation in their land has a certain star, constellation, through which this star and constellation is the intermediary between God on high and the nation of the world. Meaning, even though Hashem runs the world and Hashem is in control, nevertheless, there is somewhat of a hierarchy, and there is, you know, like in any company, the CEO is not going to be actively doing everything. He delegates. Likewise, though in the running of the world, God delegates what happens to the Ummah Yisraelim through the aegis of one of the Koychavim and one of the Mazalais. However, so America has its constellation, and Russia has its constellation, and Iran has its constellation, and so on and so forth. However, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, v'zeh she'nemar asher cholak Hashem lekecha oisam l'chol amim, God gave as their share to all the nations. Ki cholak l'kulam mazolos v'shamayim v'gavoyim aleihem malachi, above the mazel is a malach to be a sar. Like we find the Tsar of Malchus Paras and the Tsar of Yavon. Throughout Tanakh, we find the various nations have different Tsarim. And they are called Melachim. V'hine Hashem ha-nichbad hu Elokei Elokim v'adoinehu adoinim. God is the God of all gods, the Master of all Masters. But Eretz Yisrael is the Nachla of Hashem. There's no Malachim, there's no Tsarim. And Klal Yisrael, Zera Oyavav, who are v'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. When we say in the Torah v'yisem li segula, or we say v'yisem li la'am, what does it mean? You'll be my people. That means I will not deal with you with an intermediary. There's no go-between. There's no shadchan. There's no middleman. God and the Jewish people. All the other nations of the world have constellation malach, and with Klal Yisrael it's vayavar malkom lefneim v'ashem b'roisham. That's what it means. We are the chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marv Rabbeisai, this could give us a very profound understanding of the mitzvah of Sukkah as well. There's an interesting discussion in the Poskim, We're going to discuss it more al pi machshava because not mamish lahalacha. And the question is one allowed to have a Gentile at their Shabbos table? Yeah? There's no isser. No isser to have a Gentile at the Shabbos table. What if a Gentile wants to come into the shul and hear the shofar? No problem. You want to hear the shofar? Listen to the shofar. What if a Gentile wants to put on tzitzis? I don't know. You know, you own a sfarim store. Gentile comes, he wants to buy tzitzis. You allowed to sell it to him? I'm not aware that there's any isser to sell it. No, there's no isser. Also, check and credit card is accepted, yeah? But comes the mitzvah of sukkah, comes the river of Ephraim, he says he saw in the Sefer Medrash Pinchas, a Gentile may not enter the sukkah. In fact, the Shach al HaTorah says, look at number 25, the sukkah is the shade of God, and a Gentile, a Oyved Gilulim, an Akum, has no Mehemenusa, and it chases away the Kedusha, and the seven Tzadikim in the sukkah are Mekalel, and it's not good. Especially a Kusi, and many people think that when they sit in the sukkah, they're sitting in the shade of the sukkah. The truth is, they're not in the shade of the sukkah. In other words, you need to make sure that whoever's coming into the sukkah is worthy to be there. It's kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukais. Okay, this is the... Before sukkahs, on sukkahs? He's saying not. You know, that's what he says.
He says an aura.
The female's not an aura. Yeah. Anyway, be it as it may, the Shach al HaTorah writes, one should not let in an Oivdei Gilulim into the sukkah. The Rivo Yisafraim even paskins this way. One should not allow an Akum to come into the sukkah. Let's explain it in the following way. Marav Raboisei. It's not brought in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not brought in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm showing you in the Shas HaTshuvos, there's such a psak. You know, if it's Nagia Lamai, somebody has an aid, I'm not saying, it's brought. Let's try to explain this, al pi machshava, what is this inyan, and perhaps understand the inyan of sukkah in general. Marv Raboisai, after the Chet HaEgel, so we know that Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim, and we're accompanied by Anani HaKavod. Which is an interesting thing, which means the Anani HaKavod came to us on the 15th day of Nisan. And it's a very strange thing then, as the Torah himself asks, why do we sit in the sukkah? Sukkah's time, we should sit in the sukkah to commemorate the Anani HaKavod, which first came on the 15th day of Nisan. And it's well known that the Vilna Gaon explained as follows. Let's give the background. That as we're coming out of Mitzrayim, we're protected by Anani HaKavod, and the Anani HaKavod accompanied us all the way to Har Sinai. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai to be Mekabel the Torah. And then he comes down 40 days later on Yedzayin Tammuz, and he sees Klal Yisrael serving the Egel, so he took the Luchos, and at that point in time, the Anane HaKavod disappeared. And we lost, the Anane HaKavod represented the Shechina. The Shechina was not with us anymore. And God said as follows, Hine Anoichi Shaleach Malach. Jews, adios. We used to be good friends. I don't really like you anymore. So I go my way, you go your way. Who's going to lead you? I'll point to angel, Matat. But nevertheless, I am not with you anymore. God said, Ani amarti elohim atem. I thought you'd live forever. Uvnei elyon kolchem. But sorry, achein ka'adam tamoson. You're going to have to die, and I'm not with you anymore. Says the Medrash, when Klal Yisrael stood on Har Sinai and were mekabel the Torah, Hashem said to the Malach HaMaves, you're fired when it comes to the Jewish people. You have no dominion on them. You know why? Because you're a Malach and the Jewish people are mine. So if they're mine, get out of here. This is my territory, this is my possession. You have no business touching them. They're my chelek. Shenemar behanchel elyoin goyim afridai bnei adam yatzev gavulois amin lemisra bnei yisrael kichelek Hashem amoy Yaakov chevel nachalosay. They're my chelek. Get lost. You can't touch them. Aber says the Medrash, you guys destroyed yourself. You serve the egel. So listen up, Herzachayin Yidden. When I said you're my chelek, what did I mean? I meant Japan has its malach, and North Korea has its malach, and America has its malach, but you don't need a malach because you're mine. But then you wanted an intermediary. You wanted an ego. When you wanted the ego, what were you saying? That you wanted to be like the nations of the world. You wanted to have an intermediary. You don't want to be mine. So you don't want to be mine. You're not mine. I give you an opportunity. I give you an opportunity to be the one nation in the world that has no go-between. But you wanted a go-between. So you want a go-between. I can't lead you anymore. I'm going to send the malach. Just like the nations of the world use a sar, you're going to use a sar. So the problem is, that's rather depressing. So that means whatever we gained at Kabbalah Satar, we lost. And the question is, did we lose it forever? And the answer is, God wanted to destroy us, so Moshe Rabbeinu davened. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, great, we're not going to be punished anymore. So Ribbono Shel Olam, so let's rendezvous again. Huh? Ribbono Shel Olam says, no, I'm not really interested. So what? Ribbono Shel Olam going to punish us? No, I'm not going to touch you. So we're going to have a bad life? You're going to have a wonderful life. So nu, where's that Anani HaKavod? What do you mean, where's that Anani HaKavod? So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai for another 40 days, comes down, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and on Yom Kippur, he hears the magic words, Salachti Kivarecha. So Moshe Rabbeinu figures, look, we're atoned, the Avera is gone, so God's going to come back. The Anani HaKavod are going to come back. We don't need a Malach, we don't need an Egel. God said, what are you talking about? Moshe said, I don't understand. Either you forgive us or you don't. If you forgive us, where's that Anani HaKavod? So Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're missing something. You have two friends. They used to be best friends. They used to hang out together. They used to go out for lunch every day. And Reuven insults Shimon. So Shimon's not talking to him. Reuven comes and says, Shimon, Ichbet Mechila, please be Meichel me. So Shimon says, you know, Machalach. So then Reuven calls him out, nu, let's go out for pizza. Shimon says, I'm not interested. He says, you're not Meichel me? I'm Meichel you 1,000%. I just don't like you anymore. Why would I want to go out for pizza with you? I'm not Moichel you. No, I don't bear a grudge against you. I don't want to have your company. I don't really enjoy being together with you anymore. If you said that to me, I'm Moichel you, I'm a chaper you, slach, slicha, mechila, kapara, whatever you name it. Your neshama is clean. So God said to the Jewish people, no problem. I'm not going to bear a grudge against you. I'm not going to punish you for the egel. But you lost the anane akavay. We're not rendezvousing together anymore. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's not enough. We're not satisfied. If you don't, em ein panecha halchem al talinu mizeh. If we can't see your face, then we're not interested. Don't move us, we're not leaving. I don't want a malach, I don't want a saraf. Only you, God, we're only interested in you. Rabbeinu Yonah writes that for tzaddikim, it's not enough to be atoned and forgiven. They want to reacquire the love of Hashem. Chadesh Yameinu Kikadem. We're not just saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, forgive me, and then, you know, you don't have tainus on me anymore. We want that relationship to be renewed as if nothing ever happened. So Hashem says, listen to the Gra. The Gra says that on Yom Kippur, Moshe came down, and Ribbono Shel Olam said the magical words, Salachti Kidvarecha. Then what happened? Hashem gave them the command on the 11th to build the Mishkan. And on the 12th and the 13th, they brought Nedavos, Baboiker, says the Gra, it's in number 28, according to Abayis HaGershuni. And then on the 14th day, Moshe, it says, Vayikolehe Omehavi. And on the 15th day, the Anane HaKavod came back onto the Mishkan. Says the Vilna Gaon, when we sit in the Sukkah, we're not celebrating a miracle of Anane HaKavod. Jewish people never celebrate miracles. We celebrate the fact that even after we sinned, not only did God have forgiven and atone us, but He renewed His relationship and love with us as if we never did the Aver in the first place, as signified by the return of the Anani HaKavod on Sukkot. But who davened to be Zoiche to get the Anani HaKavod back? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu davened that v'niflinu ani v'amcha. We want to be distinguished. We want to be able to see that we're different than the nations of the world. We don't want to have a malach like Iran. We don't have a malach like Syria. We don't have a malach like North Korea. We want you. V'niflinu ani v'amcha. So God gave it to us. The Anani HaKavod came back. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm still not satisfied. Look at number 27. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yossi Shloisha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'nasan Loi Bikesh Tishra Shechina Al Yisrael V'nasan Loi Shenemar Haloi Belech Techa Yiman. Not just show us that the Shekhinah is with us. Don't put the Shekhinah on the Umas Olam. I know we don't have an angel, but I don't want North Korea to have an angel. Meaning, I want them to have an angel. I don't want you to be on them. So Moshe Rabbeinu daven twofold. Number one, Ribbono Shel Olam, return to us. And number two, do not go to any other nation. So meaning, when we sit in the sukkah, what are we commemorating? We're commemorating the fact that after we lost the love of Hashem, even though God forgave us, we actually reached the madrig of tshuva that God restored His love to us, and He did not offer it to any of the nations of the world. It would be completely antithetical to the whole concept of a sukkah to have an oivdei kaychavim in the sukkah. I'm not saying it's usur, I'm not saying the Mishnah Berurah says. The idea of it is that the purpose of sukkah is to recognize that we are still the chelek Hashem. After the chet ha'egel, God says, you are not my chelek anymore. You hear this? After the chet ha'egel, God says, you lost it. The lottery is lost. You're not my draft pick. I'm moichel the draft pick. You know, it's like, you know, if certain teams cheat, they get draft picks taken away. God said, well, your team cheated. You will not be my draft pick this year. You've been fined that you lost your draft pick. But after the Yom Kippur, and after the Sukkot, and the Nedavas HaMishkan, the Ribbono Shel Olam took us back as His Chelek. We were victorious over the nations of the world yet again. So through the Yom Naram, there are really two processes. Number one, every individual traverses through the Yom Naram as an individual. As an individual, it's a frightening process. Who could really say that they are righteous and innocent and a tzaddik b'enei Hashem? And that's why we all try our hardest to do tshuva and to improve our portfolio, to have a good din, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But there's another process entirely, and that is there's a court case and a din on the entirety of Klal Yisrael. Will the Jewish people be again the Chelek Hashem, which Rav Shlomo Kluger writes is a din that takes place every Rosh Hashanah? And as we added from the Medrash, the concept that Klal Yisrael are the Chelek Hashem is something we in fact lost on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, and we try to regain. And we want to regain it, and we don't want any of the Umas Olam to gain this blessing as well. And this is what we're accomplishing by shaking the lulav. So perhaps we could suggest, and it could be this is what the Talmud of Rav Mordechai Benet means, why did Rav Acha bar Yaakov specifically instigate the Satan with the lulav? And, you know, arrow in your eye. You know, why couldn't he instigate the Satan with any other mitzvah? Many mitzvahs you can instigate the Satan. And perhaps that is, because all the other mitzvahs in the Torah are personal mitzvahs. And they signify that I am an Eved Hashem. But that doesn't scare the Satan. Satan says, you're an Eved Hashem. Let's go to the videotape and let's see, in fact, are you an Eved Hashem or not? Doesn't scare the Satan. There's only one mitzvah that the Satan has no response to. And that's the mitzvah of lulav. Because the mitzvah of lulav signifies that not me as an individual am an Eved Hashem. Klal Yisrael collectively are the chelek of Hashem. And that is an untouchable concept. The Satan cannot challenge that. There's nothing the Satan could undermine about that. The same way we are confident God will re-choose us, the Satan knows that as well. The one thing that you could sort of stick in the eyes of the Satan is the mitzvah of lulav, that no matter what, the one constant in this universe is Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, that God always actively selects and chooses Klal Yisrael, ki chelek Hashem amoy Yaakov chevel nachalos. And the way we strengthen that, and the way we achieve that, and the way we're victorious in that, is we daven Ribbono Shel Olam, please manifest your malchus over the whole world. Because we are your people, we are your ambassadors in the world, and we're the only ones who could declare that your malchus should be recognized in the whole world. And that is why one of the focuses on the Rosh Hashanah tefillah is this added dimension of davening. Not only is Hashem the Melech, but our tefillah that Hashem's malchus should be recognized in the whole world. We're the only ones who could offer that tefillah. And this is another understanding of the progression, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Habaleinu, Latoiva, and we hope Just like regarding the din of the Chelek Hashem, we hope regarding our personal din, Ribbono Shel Olam should also be mashpi on all of us. A year of bracha v'hatzlacha, abi yaskol tzedek.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.